Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting second. The third baseman, Bill Sisell. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Johnny Whatwood. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Mulevey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting second. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Otis Miller. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Phil Tote. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Connolly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. And now, play ball. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive towards the mound. McFadden reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sisell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Connolly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds takes first base on ball four. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes. Durst reaches second base with a double. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lyons, and towards Sisell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Durst moves to third. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Durst scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey hits a line drive towards right. Webb catches it and throws to first to double up Barnes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a line drive into center field. Barnes picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Barnes. Wurstler moves to second. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood throws towards first, with the pitcher covering. Lyons fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lyons. Wurstler scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tate. The throw from Connolly and he is safe. Tate steals second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons strikes out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tate moves to third. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Durst hits a pop-up towards short. Malivi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a line drive into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-1 in the game. Barnes hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0-for-1 in the game. Malivi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Danny McFadden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFadden is 0-for-1 in the game. McFadden hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons bunts towards first. Tote can't make a play. That's a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Lyons moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McFadden fields it and throws to first for the out. Lyons moves to third. Kerr moves to second. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly is walked intentionally. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood is hit by the pitch. Lyons scores. Kerr moves to third. Jolly moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-2 in the game. Barnes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kerr scores. Jolly scores. Whatwood moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 0-for-2 in the game. Malivi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan misplays the ball. That's an error on Reagan. Whatwood scores. Barnes moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a ball on the ground for a single. There's an error on the play. Malivi moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox too. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Durst hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Durst moves to second. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jolly, who is chasing the ball. Webb reaches third base with a triple. Durst scores. Reagan goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 4, Red Sox, 4. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wurstler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lyons strikes out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-3 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Cecil goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, White Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jolly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Webb. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Reynolds scores. It's 6-4, White Sox. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tote hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Ed Connolly. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Scarrett pinch hits for Danny McFadden. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett hits a line drive into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry now catching. George Smith now pitching. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith can't make a play. That's a base hit. Greg Mulivy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulivy is 0-for-3 in the game. Mulivy bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Barnes moves to second. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tate hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barnes tags and moves to third. 2 outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Durst hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulivy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reagan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jolly takes first base on ball 4. Reynolds moves to second. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Whatwood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Charlie Small pinch hits for Rabbit Worstler. Charlie Small is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Small strikes out. 2 outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.